Welcome to Sava FC with your hosts, Antonio Scarano, Ben Joyner, and Anthony Valenti.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Sava FC. We apologize for the delay, but our last episode was just too big. We couldn't release one right after. Right, Ant?
That's right. What's going on, everybody? It's been
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm pretty excited about some things that are going on the back end that we'll disclose to everybody, hopefully within the next week or so. And that's why Ben can't be here today. He's taking care of some stuff. So we'll go on without him today. We'll talk about the EPL. We'll talk about Serie A real quick. Won't be a long episode, but we just want to get something out there for you guys.
I agree. Listen, just to recap quick, I mean, having Giancarlo on the show last week, man, what an experience, huh? And what a guy he is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a great interview. Got to learn a lot of stuff about how the things work on the back end. And exciting. It's exciting that he's so ready to take this team to the next level. I look forward to watching this team grow with him as the owner.
Right. I'm excited about his project, his vision, everything that he brings to this Nocerino club. Like, I might almost have a new favorite team. The way he talked, he convinced me. I'm a supporter. So if they make it to Serie A, I'm going to kick Napoli to the curb after the stuff they've been doing.
Listen, I said in the beginning of the season that they were going to win the whole thing. They looked like they were on target to do it. And then January transfer came around. Insigne decided that he was going to Toronto. And I think that pretty much sealed the deal going forward.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you. January transfer window has nothing to do with this team. Because as of until 2 weeks ago, they were still in contention for the first overall place. They could have won it still as of 2 weeks ago. So it has nothing to do with Insigne leaving or missed acquisitions. This team, they're a bunch of perennial losers. That's what they are.
You're really upset, aren't you?
How can you not be? How is it possible that this team, every time they're in contention of fighting for the Scudetto, they end up dropping points that they should not drop? This isn't a coaching issue. We've gone through four coaches, okay? And with those four coaches, think about it. Sarri, Ancelotti, Gattuso, and now Spalletti. Four different coaches, and the same thing happens every time. You know what that tells me? It tells me that it doesn't matter who could come coach this team. It could be Jesus himself. They're a bunch of losers, and their mentality sucks. And if we don't get rid of these players and bring in new blood, Napoli will never win anything.
Listen, from the sounds of it, Nocerino is going to swap places with Napoli in a couple of years anyways. So
I told you, they're going to be my new favorite team. They're going to listen. The only thing that's going to be hard is getting used to the red and black, but I can make the sacrifice. It's not AC Milan, so we're good.
Speaking of AC Milan, they're in first place, but they're a loss away from being taken over by Inter. Inter's only has 72 points. AC Milan's got 74. So
wow,
they need to be on point through for the next four or five games that they have left.
Did you see how Inter, so they obviously did the week 18, the remake games, right? Because all the games that were missed due to COVID.
Yeah.
That Inter-Bologna game, man. Inter had an opportunity to take the first place, right? And this is what makes me even more mad as a Napoli fan. Bologna beats them. And I'm happy to see Bologna win, especially with everything that's going on with Mihalovic back in the hospital.
Yep.
You want a team like Bologna to win for their coach, because that he's the heart and soul of that team right now. But for Inter to lose that game and give Milan the chance to run with this now is unbelievable. And as a Napoli fan, it makes me so angry, because if we had just won two games, we could have been in that spot in first place.
I mean, the good thing is if they can stay within that 67, 72, if they end the season with maybe 75 points, that they'll go to Champions League. I'm not sure how far they can go in Champions League, but at least they'll make it.
Listen, this is the last thing I'm going to say about Napoli. It's just upsetting to be competing for first and then to almost getting taken over by Juventus, who had a terrible start to the season, to where Juve is going to finish third and Napoli is going to finish fourth. Okay? Now, enough about those losers. I don't want to talk about them for at least the next week, because I know they're going to break my heart this weekend as well. AC Milan, all right? They had that game against Lazio. Were you able to catch any of it?
No, I did not. We had a game ourselves.
Let me tell you, the future is bright with AC Milan. Tonali to score that goal against Lazio in the 92nd minute, right?
I did see the highlights. It was phenomenal.
The way Milan gave it their all. They want to win this Scudetto. And I think a lot of that has to do with Pioli's coaching and also Zlatan, man, it's just, he's a game changer. Even if he's not a game changer on the pitch, it's in that locker room. He's
absolutely
teaching these kids and these guys how to win. Right.
Yep.
And even with Giroud, you know, Giroud scored the first goal. Remember when everybody said Giroud was washed up, Giroud is done, Giroud's not going to do anything, AC Milan only signs old strikers? It's not the case. Giroud's been scoring, and he's been scoring in important matchups.
He's been good for them. You know, I said it a few times that their strikers are too old, but, you know, Zlatan's leadership, his voice alone carries. Giroud's been good, and their acquisition of the one they picked up, he's like 30 years old. He was bagging groceries before.
Oh. He wasn't bagging groceries, but I know. Junior Messias.
That's right. That was a huge acquisition. He's been good. Leao's been on fire.
Yeah. Messias started.
Yeah. The missing.
One of the best.
I think the missing link right now for Milan was Brahim. He just has not played what they were expecting him to play like.
Nah, he's been non-existent. And I think next year you guys have to replace Kessié. You have to find a solid replacement for him because he's been a big part of that midfield. He doesn't come out often, so you definitely got to find a replacement.
There have been some rumors out there of transfers to AC Milan. There was one that I had read for Origi. I guess it's pretty much a done deal. All he's got to do is sign the paperwork.
Hey, everything's a done deal, but that's the same thing like the defender from Chelsea that was supposed to go to Juventus, and now he's going to Real Madrid. I don't believe anything until these contracts are signed and done.
Right. Well, you know, I could see that one happening because he really didn't get a lot of playing time over at Liverpool. You know, who's he going to replace over there? That team's stacked.
It doesn't matter. Origi, when he has gotten the playing time, he's made the most of it. And let's not forget, he was crucial to helping Liverpool win the Champions League. What was it, in 2018, 2019, whenever it was that they won it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but there was that game against Barcelona. Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, we recently just posted about this. Alexander-Arnold took a corner real quick without Barcelona even noticing that it was taken. Origi was in the right place at the right time, and he was able to put it in the back of the net. That's what this guy is. He's a finisher.
Right.
Look, I've just noticed. I say look a lot, man. But anyway.
And nobody could look because they can't see you, so.
Well, that's something that we're going to have to start doing. Maybe when I'm not traveling as much, we're going to have to start incorporating some video into our podcast. Let us know if you guys would like that. I was just going to say, Milan has a hard schedule to finish out this season. I'm not going to lie. Their schedule isn't as favorable as Inter's. You know, they got Fiorentina still. Verona hasn't been an easy team. Atalanta hasn't been an easy team. And didn't Sassuolo beat AC Milan?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, their schedule is not easy, but I think they can do this. Meanwhile, Inter has Udinese, Empoli, Cagliari, and Sampdoria. So if Milan drop any points, theoretically, Inter should be there for the taking.
Yeah, but what we've learned since the beginning of the season is that nobody cares about Empoli, but really, people do care about Empoli. Empoli cares about
Anthony,
Empoli.
Let's not get into it. Let's not talk about Empoli ever again. Actually, how close are they to getting relegated? Can these guys get relegated? They're so lucky that Salernitana, Genoa, and Venezia suck so bad.
No,
I want nothing more than
safe.
To see them back in Serie B.
They're safe.
Listen, if I had it my way, I'd send Empoli to go to Serie D, play against Nocerino, and Nocerino would beat them. That's how much I hate them.
Listen, you can't blame them. It's Napoli's fault for losing against a team like that. They should have played harder. End the story. Those kids went out there to do what they want to do. What's that?
I don't know what's going on with these Italian. I said, I don't know what's going on with these Italian goalkeepers, but between Mede making a mistake, right? Donnarumma making a terrible mistake back in the Champions League. Buffon just recently had one with Parma. Radu against the other day when he was playing for Inter. I mean, come on. These keepers are making crucial mistakes that are costing their teams the game, man.
It happens. What are you going to do?
It happens, but now it's happening a little bit too often. Come on. There's people that get paid a lot of money to train these keepers. These keepers get paid a lot of money to play professionally in the highest league in the world.
I know.
Mistakes can't happen.
No, they can't happen. But a lot of these keepers are already thinking about summer vacation plans.
You can't think about summer vacation plans with that Scudetto on the line. There's
I know that.
No way.
I know that.
Anyway, enough about Serie A. What's going on in the Premier League? Inform me a little bit. What's going on?
Over the last 2 weeks, a lot of things have gone on. Arsenal went on a losing streak, as you remember, right? And they dropped from fourth. They went down to sixth. And then Tottenham started winning. And Manchester United
Let me make a statement right now, because I can get away with making the statement today because Ben's not here. Arsenal is the English version of Napoli.
Not yet. Not yet.
What do you mean not yet? They're worse than Napoli at this point.
Arsenal is also, I think their average age is 24 years old, where Napoli is not. They have experienced players on Napoli. Right now, this Arsenal team, if they can keep, you know, majority of the guys together, they're going to be pretty good in the future. But
no,
Arsenal
that's not what I meant. I'm not talking about age.
What's that?
I wasn't talking about age. What I'm saying is, like, Arsenal and Napoli, you know, they're mirages. From a distance, you look like you found this beautiful beach with people swimming and partying. And then as you get close, you find out it's just a desert. You're dehydrated and there's nothing there.
Well, I don't know. I think this team's different. So they went on a couple game losing streak, actually three games, and they dropped down to six. Tottenham started winning. Everyone started getting worried. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they started scoring goals. They beat Man United, and now they're back in fourth place and have a steady command of that fourth place. They went out, I think, 30 days with only scoring one goal and went off last week and the week before. Hopefully they found their ways again and will continue to win and end the season in fourth place.
Well, we know Man U's been having their own issues with everything going on right with Ronaldo and whatnot. So,
But the week before, they beat Chelsea 4-2. So it's not like they're just beating, you know, Crystal Palace and Southampton. They beat decent teams with good players on their roster.
No, and listen, I hear you. But the one thing that's exciting me more, I think, as much as we want Arsenal to do well, I think the thing that's exciting me the most is Man City and Liverpool, just a point of away each other from each other.
Oh, my God.
80 points for Man City, 79 for Liverpool. And the fact that they're still both in Champions League, man, it's incredible.
Well, I said to Ben the other day, I said the Champions League final is going to be so boring. It's just going to be a repeat of last week's game.
That's funny. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know if Man City's going to make it.
Oh, I do. They're too good. I mean, De Bruyne is just on fire. Put the ball on his foot, it's going to end up in the back of the goal.
Yes, man. But you know who else is on fire? Karim Benzema from Real Madrid.
For sure. 100%.
First of all, let's just state, if you haven't watched, anybody listening, if you haven't watched the Manchester City-Real Madrid game that took place this week in Champions League, you need to go watch this game because it is probably one of the best games I've ever watched in my life. Wouldn't you say it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Instant classic.
Manchester City, 4 goals. Real Madrid, 3 goals. Benzema, ice in his veins, taking up Paneca against Ederson, right? City's goalkeeper.
Mind you, the week before, he missed a PK, and then he went and did that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. It really is.
Did you see that pass to Foden, that touch he has over the top?
Yes. You're talking about De Bruyne.
No, I'm talking about Foden. I don't know if it was this game or the game in the actual Premier League. There was a pass that went over the top to Foden. He's basically like on the touch line, and he just softly controls it. It was the most beautiful trap I've ever seen. Unbelievable. The kid's going
to
be special.
Who had the pass to Foden, though?
I don't know who it came from, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you're talking about Foden's goal. I thought you were talking about the pass itself.
It wasn't a goal. It was just the pass to him, and how he received it was unbelievable. It was just unbelievable.
I mean, look, the future is in bright hands. I mean, you got Foden playing over in the Premier League. Who's the one playing for Barcelona right now? Gavi, right? Gavi on Barcelona. Isn't he like 19 years old?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we got players all over right now that are going to carry their respective leagues forward.
Yeah.
We just need one in Italy. Oh, but before we move on, hold up. How about that Liverpool-Villarreal game? Did you watch that at all?
Yes.
Liverpool scored 2 goals in a matter of 3 minutes. That was insane.
Yeah. What was insane was, I believe, halftime came 0-0. I turned, came back, and it was 2-0.
Listen, 53rd minute ended up being an own goal, and then 55th minute, Mane, who might I add, I was watching the game with some friends, and when Mane scored, I said, I don't know what happened in the African Nations Cup, but something happened to Mane because he's been on fire ever since he came back.
Probably wants to prove to Salah that he's better than him.
Not even prove it to Salah. Maybe he just wants to prove to Liverpool that they need him more than they need Salah.
Right.
Look, all around, incredible matchups. I still think this final is going to be Real Madrid-Liverpool. I could see it being your way as well, but we're in for some amazing games coming up in the next
either
few
weeks. Either way, it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, let's get through this weekend, see how much more points Napoli can drop, see if this Serie A race and EPL race become any tighter, and I guess we'll be back next week.
Sounds like a plan to me. And then, you know, next week when we come back, hopefully we'll be able to share some good news with everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Stay tuned. Keep listening because this news is going to be pretty major.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.